Thank you for joining us again. Today we're going to talk about what is the truth. And Diane is here to help me. Thank you, Diane.
Thank you, Jackie.
I had a cousin who loved to tell tall tales. And he obviously knew he was fooling nobody, because when he did have an honest statement to share, he would always preface it with, "This is the truth." At least he knew the difference between his truths and untruths. And while you might think it is obvious, discerning the truth is often difficult. We make it difficult because we become attached to our, quote, truths. We frequently associate what we believe with who we are. Instead, we should acknowledge that we are love. Then, who we are is what we believe. Once we accept that truth and love come from our heart instead of from our mental perceptions about love, then truth becomes scaffolding to support us in expressing who we are. In other words, when truth becomes a temporary base for our ever-expanding love, then being who we are evolves into supporting who we are becoming. That's kind of convoluted. Did you follow that?
Uh-huh.
Okay, good. With this change in perception around truth, your spiritual heart will take the lead in your life. So basically, if what you claim is truth does not keep up with your heart's ability to expand love, it is outdated. For example, my religious, political, economic, as well as family truths have all undergone change in my lifetime. Unfortunately, allowing truth to evolve has sometimes seemed painful. For in that in-between state of knowing who I was and who I was becoming, the old truth scaffolding had to be removed to make room for the new. This in-between space can feel very unsettling. But if I refocus on my heart, I can gain patience and even excitement around the transitional state. With my focus on love overriding the fear of change, I can be open to new love pieces offered by others to help rewrite my truth script. In other words, I accept their truth gifts and see how they fit with mine. I don't just have to take them on. I have to see if they fit. But if I'm really, really accepting that who I am has a basic truth, not what I've been programmed to be, but who I am, then I can see what they offer and see if it expands me. However, if I hold on to friends and family that have chosen to stick to their same beliefs forever, then the space we share will remain small, because truth is always expanding. It doesn't mean love will go away, because once you love someone truly in your heart, you love them. It just means that the love space will stay the same size it has always been. And it means the truth space will also. So, what is your choice? Do you define from the love that you are, or from programmed perceptions of love that you have believed yourself to be? If you have programmed perceptions of who you have believed yourself to be, you need to expand your truth. One allows you to continually expand while the other keeps you stationary. To choose stationary truth is a death wish for love. For you see, love is always expanding. It is never stagnant, and so is truth. So you start with the truth that I am love. And as it expands, your truth automatically expands. Did that bring up any questions for you, Diane?
Oh my gosh, yes. I recently moved to a different house here at Ottawahee. And I had grown so comfortable in the house where I lived. There was one other person, and we basically moved well together. It felt safe, it felt loving, it felt kind, accepting. I could name 1,000 energies that it was. And now that I've moved to this other house, I'm aware that I don't feel quite as grounded. And I have examples of that. My food shelf fell apart. And then there is a practice that we do on Thursday mornings as a house where we walk the property in the energy of protection. And I totally miss that. So I feel off, but it brought up how it brought up this in-between space that you're talking about. I'm moving from the old where I felt so comfortable into this new space where I feel misaligned. And so I'm floundering.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it can be very uncomfortable. Since I've been teaching for many, many years, I've watched people give up those old truths to accept the new. And what happens is they kind of waffle back and forth for a while. You know, they'll hold on to the old for a while. And even how I teach them to grow,
right,
their growth path, they'll go back to the old because yes, that comfort zone. But going back to the old does not expand you.
Right.
You have to keep going forward and accept that some of it's going to be uncomfortable, but some of it's going to be very exciting.
Yes, I can see that. I can feel the growth, and it feels like the growth pains of transforming from being a moth or a caterpillar to a butterfly.
Yes, perfect, perfect example, perfect, perfect. Yes, thank you, Diane.